listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Hello, friends. This is Tom Creighton. WCNO's 25th anniversary prayer and praise time is just a few days away. Beginning Monday, April 6th, we will once again seek to raise the financial support to keep this ministry on the air. If you're a current supporter of WCNO and you haven't done so already, please send back your response card today. Don't let this extremely important action slip past undone. Remember, every gift you make to WCNO is used to further the gospel of Jesus Christ right here in South Florida and is tax deductible according to IRS regulations. If you wish, you can pledge your support or make your donation by credit card right now by visiting us on the web at WCNO.com. Our goal is to raise $195,000 for the support of Christian radio broadcasting at WCNO. So begin now by praying for this ministry and join us for prayer and praise beginning Monday, April 6th on the good news station, WCNO.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
This is Gene Hilton bringing you the Apostolic Dimension from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. We welcome you to our program, Raising the Standard. Revelation 19:10 says, "Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." So with this spirit, let's take a close look at the last days and the coming millennium from a Jewish messianic perspective. There's a great difference between the messianic Jewish understanding and the common Christian interpretation found in most end-time books. Christians over the centuries have separated themselves from their Jewish roots, causing many misunderstandings of key Jewish biblical idioms, therefore missing the true interpretation of many scriptures. We can better understand both the Old Testament and the New Testament by rebuilding the bridge to Judaism and learning to embrace its tradition and worship of God. This does not mean that everyone should wholly convert or become Jewish in lifestyle and religion. Rather, I believe a Christian can embrace and respect Judaism by learning to think in Jewish terminology and honoring God's appointed times, the Jewish festivals, which truly explain the elements of the Christian faith. So join me today as we open the Bible and study God's prophetic foreshadows to teach us about Jesus the Messiah. Let's walk in His footsteps and receive His revelation.
Good afternoon. This is Pastors Gene and Donna Hilton greeting you to our program again on another Saturday afternoon. We welcome and greet all of you wherever you are. If you're listening on the radio or on the internet, we just hope you can stay tuned into the whole program. And we've called this program for a lot of years, haven't we, Pastor Donna? Raising the Standard. So Donna's got a few announcements to make up front here, and we'll talk about some things. This is a great weekend, isn't it, Pastor Donna?
Yes.
Passover weekend. And there's so much.
We're excited.
We're excited about it. And so we're going to talk about some things with that today. So we hope you can stay tuned in for the whole program with us. We're on every Saturday, you mentioned, between 12 noon and 1 o'clock. And so we've been on here for 17 plus years, Pastor.
17 plus years.
It's hard to believe. But it's been a pleasure. And we've had a great time. And a lot of people's call. A lot of people's been touched and excited. Some people's even come to the Lord by receiving the things that's been talked about on this program. And so probably more than we'll ever know, because a lot of people do it privately, you know. But if you get touched today and you are listening, and maybe you've never asked the Lord to come into your life, or you're backslidden,
need to do that.
And you hear this and you get stirred up, well, just bow your knee before the Lord and pray.
Get
right with the Lord, and then call us and let us know what God did in your life today, because this is an incredible day. So anyway, we're honored to be here with you, and we might mention this program was recorded yesterday, and so today is Saturday, we know, and so we don't, at that time we recorded, we didn't know we were going to be able to see this blood moon early on today, on Saturday, but anyway.
Hope you got to see it.
I hope you got to see it. Last time we only got to see a little glimpse of it because of the cloud cover, but anyway, it's an incredible time, and we got one more blood moon coming on the first day of the Feast of Tabernacles later in the year, so we got a lot of things to talk about, but today we want to kind of hone in, not kind of, we want to hone right in on about Passover, amen? All right, Pastor Donnie.
Amen. And talk about those blood moons. It's very significant with the, well, we'll get to that in a little bit. But we are blessed to be here, and we want to say hello to you out there. And you know, Pastor Gene, we have somebody call, at least one person calls every week that's the first time they've heard the radio program.
It's hard to believe, and after 17 years.
That's right. And you know, actually, many people who come to our church are those who have listened to the radio program and the ones that are coming to Passover today, you know, have listened to the radio program, and they're hungry about their Jewish roots.
Amen.
They're really not just, they're for us. They're not just for the Jews. Therefore, the Lord said that these things are for all the people. You know, he allowed, even when they came out of Egypt, and we're going to be talking about that, when they came out of Egypt, they brought a multitude of people. They weren't just Jews, Jewish people. They weren't just sons of Jacob, Israel, but they brought all that wanted to come, all that wanted to come. And it's like that today. We, when we come to the Lord, when we come to Yeshua, we are coming back to our ancestral roots. And so to just call them Jewish roots, I think that kind of just doesn't show the whole picture, because this is our life. This is what God spoke, and he happened to speak to Moses. He happened to speak to Adam. You know, we go all the way back, but you know, actually since the flood, all of our, everyone on the earth has come from this, or are the sons of Noah and his three sons, right, Pastor Gene?
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about coming back to knowing the truth, we want to know all the truth of the Bible. And as like you teach, you know, we need to know not just the New Testament, but we need to know the Old Testament. And when we get into the Old Testament, that's when we're going to know how God set up Passover.
They complement each other, don't they?
Plus all the others, yeah. Plus the other feasts. But Passover is so key, because, you know, Passover is, as we... He talked about Passover and the blood right in the very beginning, you know, about the blood being put on the doorpost. And then, you know, we can just see Yeshua at coming forth from Passover. And he is the Passover lamb.
Sure.
Yeshua is the Passover lamb. So I was saying, you know, people listen to us from different places. The first time, like you said, we've been on this radio broadcast for 17 years. We're also on the internet. You can go and listen to us on the internet, WCNO.com, and you mm-hmm. can listen to this program again, and you can listen to other programs that we have done. Just go to Saturday, and you can look up Raising the Standard. That's the name of this broadcast, and for 17 years. And, you know, you might be the first person who's listening right now, because there's many out there. And it's awesome for us to see and for us to be encouraged that people are becoming more interested in knowing what we're going to talk about today, about Passover, what it really means, how it really happened, and not this pretend stuff that people have added to make it like a fun day, a holiday, you know,
yeah.
Putting on your hat, your fancy hat, and all these things, you know. It's not an Easter parade.
That's right.
Whoa. Remember that song?
Yes,
I mean, it's a
yeah.
nice song. It's a cute
yeah.
song, but it's not about an Easter parade.
It's not about bunnies.
You know, Jesus wasn't, when he walked down that road, it wasn't like a parade.
That's right.
I mean, it was a humbling thing, and he humbled himself and took on our sins so that we could have salvation. And you talked about being saved. Someone can be saved today.
That's right.
That's right. But what an awesome time to be saved on this resurrection, which we call Resurrection
Sunday. That's right.
Sunday,
resurrection
the Passover
Sunday.
Season.
That's right.
Not Easter and Easter bunnies. It's not our eggs and things like that. It's all about, it's about Jesus. What we've made, turned it into, it's the church has turned it into a party.
Yeah, a fun time instead of a serious time.
A party. Time to
that's
have...
Right.
Rolling eggs, you know, that's not what it's all about. And of course, somebody out there is probably offended right now because of what I'm saying. But you know, the Bible says the truth will make us free.
Amen.
And we love the people out there. We love to share the truth of the word, and we don't want to water down the gospel of Jesus Christ.
It's turned into a tradition.
That's
right. For years, it's wrong.
So we want to say hello to Roscoe and Audrey and to others out up there, and Daryl, hope he's having a wonderful time, and others out there that listen to us on a weekly basis. And some people have a radio tune to come on, and you know, when it's 12 o'clock noon, because we're on every Saturday at 12 noon for 1 hour. We'll be on until 1 o'clock. So I pray that you are blessed by this.
Amen.
And I also want to mention that we do have services here in Stuart. The name of the ministry is called Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. And we are in Stuart, Florida. We have services Sunday morning at 10 a.m. We meet with God. Amen. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
Amen.
Revelation 19:10. That's what the spirit of prophecy gave Pastor Gene to name the ministry. And just as the Lord gave him raising the standard for this radio broadcast. So here we are. We have services, well, meetings. Pastor Gene likes to call them meetings.
They are meetings.
Meetings. We're meeting with God. And, you know, services are things that man planned.
Right.
But when you meet with God, it's something.
It's God's plan.
God's plan. That's Amen. What we want. We want to stay on His plan.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. And so we also have a meeting on Friday night at 7 p.m. We do we have Shabbat service, and we spend time seeking God's presence. And on Saturday, we have different types of meetings at 4 o'clock. Some are videos, some are teachings. And that you'll just have to, if you want a calendar, you can call us and we can send you a calendar, this month's calendar, for actually the calendar for April is I can send that out to you and you can know a little bit more about the ministry. Amen.
Amen.
I want to give our telephone number. It's area code 772-285-7007. It's area code 772-285-7007. Like we're 007 agents. That's what some people call us.
We got a very special thing happening today, don't we, at 5 o'clock?
We do. We have our Passover Seder, and we have a good number of people coming.
Signed up. Yeah.
Yes, I pray that everything goes well, and I know it will. It always does. So we do have our Passover Seder this evening. So praise the Lord. Enjoy the broadcast. And you can, like I said, if you're listening, if you're driving down the road and it's your first time and you want to listen to us when you go home, when you go back to wherever you may live, and you can listen to us again on, you can listen to us anytime on the internet, and you can at Eastern Standard Time at 12 noon, or you can listen to the podcasts that are recorded on there, that are many of them on there. You can go back and listen to again, over and over and over again, Pastor
Gene.
We don't have to send out tapes or CDs. Just go to the podcast listen
Unless
to the program. Amen?
The CDs and tapes are available if you want one. Just, you
They're
know,
available.
Ask for a love offering, and you can make out a check to the ministry, Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. Mail it to Post Office Box 413.
Can you imagine the
Pastor Gene,
if somebody called you and they wanted you to mail you one to New York, one to Europe, one to Israel, one to the Philippines? Well, my brother lives in the Philippines. But now we don't have to mail all those things. Mail is really...
That's right.
It's hurting the mail, isn't it? But thank God for... We just still have the internet. You know, we haven't lost it yet. You know, things are going to get really bad and we may lose internets. We may lose our telephones. We may lose a lot of things. If things get really bad in this nation and the world.
Yep.
But as of now, you can listen to this through anywhere in the world, anywhere you go, you can listen to this broadcast.
So let me finish the address there. It's Post Office Box 413.
Oh.
That's in Stuart, Florida. And our zip here is 34995, if you'd like.
To mail an offering.
To mail an offering. And
that would be wonderful.
Without receiving anything, if you'd like to do that to help us stay on the program. Because we have to pay for the program. It's not free.
That's right. It's not
free. We enjoy doing it, and God's always taking care of it somehow, some way. So we're honored to be here.
We are blessed.
So before we start teaching, I want to say hello to a real good friend of mine. I hope he has ears to hear what we're going to talk about today. So I want to say hello to my friend Harley. Have ears to hear, Harley, what you're going to receive here today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, you know, that might sound funny, but you know... if Harley is an animal, but you know, animals, I think animals, God loves animals, and you know, animals,
they're amazing.
They are amazing, and they show so much love, and you just treat them right, you know, you've got a friend forever.
I've seen these things on TV talking about animals, you know, like soldiers been over in Afghanistan or Iraq, and they've been gone for a year and a half, and they come home, and their dogs just go bananas. I mean, they're jumping up and down, and they're so glad to see them. So let me tell you, they're a lot smarter than most people think they are. So you can teach them a lot of things. Well, anyway, we're not going to talk about dogs. They were talking about the Passover, but pets are wonderful. So we're going to talk about the season they're in, and we mentioned up front that this program was taped yesterday, not today. And so I don't know what happened with the blood moon and all that, but the blood moon will be there. And so
it was there.
It was there. So I hope we get to see it. Hope we get to see it, all of you. So anyway,
he's saying that because we're taping this on Friday.
We're taping this on Friday. Yeah.
And so
I'm going to get up.
Already happened. So, but we are going to be up at early in the morning,
around 5 o'clock
today,
as
you're listening to this today. And we hopefully will be able to tell you we saw it next week. I hope that you all got to get up and see it too. Amen. If not, you know, that's something else. You can go and watch it on TV or a video. And so praise God. So you won't miss it. Either you see it live or you see it taped.
That's right.
Like you hear us live or you hear us taped.
So let's talk a little bit about the Passover season, how important it is. And I was thinking before we came on, Don and I was talking, you know, even when Israel came out of Egypt after they'd been over there for 400 years and went through all the trouble, and then they spent 40 years wandering around because of their disobedience. Well, when they crossed, when they crossed the Jordan River, they came to a city called Gilgal, and it was at the Passover. Listen to this.
Gilgal.
It was Gilgal.
Where's that in the Bible?
And it's in Joshua, several places. And so they came across, and it says they honored the Passover. Well, Gilgal means rolled away. So think about it. The whole theme of Passover for you and I and the world is what? Is salvation. Our sins have been rolled away because what happened, that was a prophetic foreshadow of it, but Yeshua fulfilled it all. And that's how we can sit here today and know that our sins have been forgiven. So I thought
we'd
talk about some things with this today. Now, what I want to do, I think to really understand what we're going to talk about, because we're talking about, was it really Good Friday or was it Good Thursday? We want to talk about some things about this and when Jesus rose and all that, because this is an important season.
Or a Good Wednesday.
Or a Good Wednesday. Some people believe it's Wednesday. We'll talk about that in a moment. But I want to go over to Colossians with you, chapter 2, and read a scripture, two scriptures here with you, because there's something very interesting in the Bible a lot of people don't know about. They're called high Sabbaths or high days. And if we don't understand these, we won't really comprehend this time and season the way God wants us to.
We could call them high Sabbath days.
That's right. That's what they are. So in Colossians chapter 2, I'm going to read verse 16 and 17 with you. It says, "Let no man," Paul says, "therefore judge you," or how, you know, "how you do these things, in meat or in drink, or in respect of a holy day," which would be what? Appointed time.
Or
of the new moon. Or of what? The Sabbath days. You notice it says Sabbath days, plural. Well, the Jews had the weekly Sabbath. They had 52 of those every year, okay? But then they had seven high Sabbaths that all revolved around God's appointed times. This is important to note this.
Seven high Sabbaths besides the Saturday
weekly Sabbath. Now, verse 17 says about all this we just read in verse 16. All these, what? They're a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. It tells us about Christ. So let's talk about these high Sabbaths.
Shadow of things to come. So all these feasts of the Lord, which you have in your commentary, you might want to mention later.
Yeah.
You have a commentary that covers every single feast in the Lord. And you know, we've never had one return, Pastor Gene. We've never had one complaint about that commentary.
Nope.
And you know, you have spent hours, and it's pages and pages and pages of truth, and not just your knowledge, but the knowledge that you have found in the Word of God.
And from the Jewish people,
mm-hmm. and scriptures,
mm-hmm.
not just one scripture proving it, but more than one scripture. Just like
That's right.
You always say, you have to have what?
You have to have evidence of two or three other places.
Two or three other places.
You just can't take something out of context.
So this commentary that you have has all the feasts of the Lord, plus the calendar, which we must understand the calendar to be able to understand the feasts. Because God always gives days, He gives numbers, He gives months. You know, He doesn't leave anything out. It's there for our understanding if we would just search it out.
That's right.
And so what you've done is searched it out. Plus, there's many more things in this commentary, books about the end time, Daniel, Book of Revelation, and charts. And, you know, we've never had one person say, "I don't want this book," or they return it, or they don't believe it's true.
That's right.
Because it's God's Word. It's all God's Word.
It all came from His Word.
It's all His Word. Scriptures.
Right.
I mean, you have hundreds of scriptures. But so, you know, if anyone would like to have this book, all you have to do is give us a call, and we'd be glad to send it to you. Amen.
For a love offering of $25. And maybe $2 or $3 for shipping, I'll be glad to mail it
to
you.
And that is a deal.
It sure is. This is a college course. There's a lot in it. And
yes, it is.
I've been studying the Jewish roots. They're really the God's roots, but they were given to the Jewish people since 1988.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
There's a lot in it. But let's think about these high Sabbaths and how important they are. You know, remember, God uses this word feast in the Bible, which actually means it's a set time or appointed time for something that God wants to know. It's called a moed. God also uses the words holy convocation in those scriptures as well, which also means a sacred occasion. These sacred occasions that come up, like Passover now we're in, are also called a rehearsal or a recital of various aspects of the plan of God regarding what the restoration of mankind and the earth back to the way it was in the beginning. You know, so one day, you know, they rehearsed them. Think about Passover. The Jewish people rehearsed that for about 1,500 years, and 1 year became the real thing. So they practice it every year, and then it finally became the real thing. So as we think about the holy convocations and all this, we have to understand that they were to do no work on these days. So these days are called holy convocations, and were actually called High Sabbath. The Bible calls them a high day, many places in the Bible, during the Jewish year. Now think about this. There's seven high Sabbaths, all revolving around God's seven appointed times. And they have the weekly Sabbaths we talked about, but also the high Sabbaths, and they're so important. And what I'm sharing this is because it's going to reveal the day, I believe, that Yeshua actually died. Now I'm going to give you these high Sabbaths. If you want to write these down for your study, you can. There's seven of them. The first high Sabbath was on the first day of unleavened bread. It tells you that in Leviticus chapter 23, verse 7. The first day of unleavened bread. The second high Sabbath is on the last day, the seventh day of unleavened bread, okay? The third high Sabbath is during the feast, or not during, it is not during, it is the Feast of Weeks. It's the high Sabbath on that day. It's only one day for Feast of Weeks. Now the fourth one is at the Feast of Trumpets, another day, another high Sabbath. The fifth one, on the Day of Atonement, a single day again. And then we have the sixth one, which is on the first day of Tabernacles, when we're going to have that blood moon in the fall. And then the seventh one is on the eighth day of Tabernacles, which is also considered a high Sabbath. In fact, I made a note here years ago when I did the book I wrote about it, that the eighth day of Tabernacles in Judaism is called Rejoicing in the Torah. Why? Because Yeshua is the Word or the Torah. So this is very important to understand that. Now, the question I want to share with you a little bit today, and we've heard a lot of things, and we know the church has been honoring Good Friday for years and years, but the question is, did Jesus really die on Friday? I think we can prove in the scriptures that that was not really the truth. I don't want to pop anybody's bubble, but people, you know, celebrate it. And yesterday was considered a high Sabbath with the church, but I think if we look at the scriptures, I think we can see here that he couldn't possibly die on Friday to fulfill everything that he had to do those 3 days. So I believe this, when we put all four of the Gospels together, we get a true picture in Revelation comes to us regarding the actual day that Yeshua died and rose from the grave, okay? Now, this illumination contradicts the tradition of the church in many areas, which has been handed down from one generation to the next for hundreds of years and becomes, it's not a doctrine, but what is it? It's just a tradition that we have in the church today. Now, I want to take you over to John chapter 19. I want to show you something very important. It's so interesting that God had John write this in this gospel that John wrote for you and I to understand about this day. All right? I want you to go to John chapter 19, and I'm going to read verses 28 through 31 with you. Listen to this. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, he saith, I thirst, when he was on the cross. Huh? Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar, and put it upon hyssop, and put it to his mouth. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. It's revealing what? The last sacrifice shall ever be required for sins again. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Now here's the key verse. Now the Jews therefore, because it was the preparation. Now the preparation day, keep this in mind, was the actual day of Passover when they were cleaning all the, they had to get all the leaven out of their houses. The preparation day was the actual day of Passover, that the bodies should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day. And this is interesting, on the Sabbath day. Well, remember, Friday wasn't a Sabbath day, was it? It wasn't, all right?
No.
Friday was not a Sabbath day. And then in brackets here, in our Bible, John, this just continued on, for that Sabbath day was a high day.
Now, could I clarify something?
You sure can.
Because we celebrate, we do the Shabbat every Friday night.
That's right.
But we have to remember that, like your calendar, that the day doesn't start, the Hebrew day doesn't start at midnight.
Midnight, that's right.
So we can't say Friday, like we would say Friday would last till midnight.
Uh-huh.
Well, no. Saturday begins in the evening.
At sunset.
In the evening at sunset.
Right.
So when we have Shabbat on Friday, we're starting our Shabbat, the day, we're, of course, in Israel, it's already 6 hours or 7 hours into the Shabbat. But here in the United States, here in Stuart, Florida, our Shabbat starts in the evening. So the day starts in the evening. So some people might get confused about the day because of when it starts. And that's why it's important to have a calendar.
Right.
That kind of goes along with what you're saying there. So they don't get the days mixed up.
That's right.
You know?
But, you know, I mentioned, you know, well, I'll talk about that in a moment. So anyway, it says right here that the body should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day. Well, this wasn't the weekly Sabbath. He didn't die on the weekly Sabbath, okay?
No.
And then this John wrote this. For that Sabbath day was a high day. So it's one of these high Sabbaths we're talking about. So this clarifies that he could not have died on Friday. So what do we have here? I want to show you something here. I want you to go back to Matthew chapter 28. Let me show you something.
And we're going to talk about it because, you know, they wanted to get him off of the cross right away.
That's right.
Right away. Mm-hmm. And so even they want to get Yeshua. You know, sometimes it took 2 or 3 days. But we're going to talk about this. And we talk about when Jesus died. You know, he died just before. He died before the change of the day.
That's right. 3 p.m.
They had to get him off the cross. And they were even going to break his bones. So he couldn't put press up on his legs, you know, to get air. So, but they didn't break his bone because he had an appointed time to die, which was 3 o'clock and 3 p.m. And when they had the final sacrifice of the day, when the priest said it is finished, Jesus also said it is finished, and he gave up the ghost.
That's right.
And it had to be before this high Sabbath you're right. talking about.
So I'm just kind of looking at some things in the book I wrote here about this. Knowing all these things about the high Sabbath, this is where the Jewish understanding brings such true meaning to verses about a situation. There are some prophecy teachers who I mentioned before that believe that Yeshua died on Wednesday. Well, I haven't come to that conclusion yet. I still think it's Thursday, but I am not convinced of this myself. And why? Because they do not consider what John 19:31 says. We just read this, okay, regarding the Sabbath. Called a high day. This does not refer to the weekly Sabbath, but to the first day of unleavened bread, which is the high Sabbath. Now, I'll share this with you before we go on. Now, think about this. Every day the Jews had to have an offering, a free will offering called a burnt offering, at 9 in the morning and 3 in the afternoon. So on the day of Nisan 14 and all, they had to go get the lambs that they were going to sacrifice that day. Well, they went to a place called, glory be to God, to Bethlehem. And this is where Yeshua, he was a Lamb of God. This is where he was born. This is where they raised all those lambs to be sacrificed in the temple. I think it's incredible. But I want to think about the day that Yeshua now rode in to Jerusalem on a donkey on Nisan 10. All right? Now, they had lambs that they were taking to the temple for that day. So Yeshua rode in on Nisan 10. Well, we talk about it as a Sunday and all that, and it might have been in those days because those are Roman days for the weeks. Well, think about it. Let's just say that Jesus rode into Jerusalem either at 9 in the morning or 3 in the afternoon on that particular day. Well, you go from Sunday to Monday is one day, and then you go from Monday to Tuesday to Wednesday, and then Thursday. You have 4 days from the time that he rode in to Jerusalem. And that falls on a Thursday of that week. So if we just keep this in mind, I think it'll help us understand this. And so we have to consider all these things. All right? So this John 19:31 is very important. Now, I took you to Matthew 28. I want to show you something here because we have to have some interpretation. You know, we have to know the culture, the mannerisms of the Jewish people. We have to understand the Greek language that the Bible was written in and some of the grammar and all that to understand this. Which Matthew 28:1 says this, in the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. Now, if you look at this word Sabbath, you've got to have 2 or 3 witnesses in the Bible to identify something and prove it, okay? This word Sabbath in the Greek is plural. In the end of the Sabbath, plural. Now, I want to show you one because I want to give you 2 witnesses. I want to go over now to Luke chapter 23 with you. Let's go to Luke chapter 23. Bear with me as I'm turning my pages here. You're probably hearing this on the radio, but that's all right. Luke 23. Now, I want to look at verses 54. Let me see. Yeah, 54 through 56. Listen to this. And that day was the preparation. What we taught, remember, the preparation day was what? The actual day of Passover. And it says, and the Sabbath drew on. Okay? Now, this is not talking about the weekly Sabbath. This is the high Sabbath. Listen to this now. And the women also, which came with him from Galilee, followed after and beheld the sepulchre and how his body was laid. And they returned and prepared spices and ointments and rested the Sabbath day according to the commandment. The Sabbath is again plural, the Sabbath days. So what we're showing with you is this. On the week of Jesus' Passion, there was 2 Sabbaths, all right? He died on Thursday. The next day was a high Sabbath, all right? And then Saturday was the weekly Sabbath. So there was 2 Sabbaths during that week. And this is what we got to keep straight, and we can find out the day that he actually died. Amen. It's important to understand this. So we just read those verses. So here we must use one of our seven guidelines we talk about all the time for proper scripture interpretation. I mentioned a few. And main one is the Greek grammar. I believe this gives further evidence of this revelation regarding a Thursday death instead of Friday. The word Sabbath in these verses, I said, is not singular, but instead plural in the Greek grammar, showing that there were two Sabbaths the week of Yeshua's death. Isn't that incredible? So here we have the proof of this. This helps us understand this. So they had two Sabbaths because of the high Sabbath. A lot of people don't realize it. Now, another question we hear a lot about, we always talk about Jesus' death and all, which is very important. But we also have to consider the resurrection, how important the resurrection was, because Jesus told his disciples he was going to die and be raised on the third day. And I mentioned a while ago about when they came out of the wilderness after those 40 years of wandering around. Well, they came out, and it was at the Passover season. It tells you that in Joshua. And they came to that city called Gilgal, okay? And they honored the Passover at that time. Well, we mentioned Gilgal means what? Rolled away. Yeshua, when he came and died and rose from the grave, he rolled away all of our sins. And so we had a picture, a pattern of this that God was showing us, a foreshadow way back 1,500 years before the event really happened. So we have some amazing things to think about. Well, now there's a thought also in some parts of the church and some of the people that understand some of the God's appointed times and all. Some believe that Yeshua rose on Nisan 16. Well, Nisan 16 would be what? Would be a Saturday. Thursday was the 14th. Friday was the 15th. And then Saturday would be the 16th. And so I just can't see that. So let's look at this. I'll give you a couple thoughts on this. So we understand this teaching about Jesus Christ arising on the 16th of Nisan. But if we look at our understanding and what we're going to show you here today, if you get my book, there's a chart 3 in the back of the book that helps show you a picture of it. It is easy to see that the 14th of Nisan was on a Friday instead of Thursday, as it was not, I should say. I'll say it again. It is easy to see that if the 14th of Nisan was on Friday instead of Thursday, as they claim, then the resurrection could not have been on Nisan 16. This is the key thing. It couldn't have been. But if it was on Thursday, it can be. But again, the true proof of all this revolves around what? The high Sabbath days during the week of Yeshua's Passion. As we mentioned, there were two Sabbaths, not one. Now, we want to give you some proof of the resurrection happening on Nisan 17. We got four things in Scripture that proves it clearly. All right? Listen to this now. In the book of Genesis, Noah, in Genesis chapter 8, verse 4, it said that the ark rested in the mountains of Ararat on the 17th day of the 7th month. Well, on the civil calendar, that would have been the 7th month. Today, what? Nisan, or Tishri, is what? The 7th day of the month. So it shows you, if the Passover would have been in place at that time, the ark rested on the mountains of Ararat on the 17th day of that month of Nisan, which was the same day hundreds of years in the future that Yeshua would come out of the grave, okay? Now, the next thing we have is Exodus in chapter 14, verse 13, and in verse 21 through 25. It shows over there that the Israelites came to the Red Sea on the evening of the 16th. In the morning watch, what? On the 16th, the evening, it became what? Nisan 17. In the morning watch, on Nisan 17, they crossed over what? The Red Sea. And so that was the same day that Yeshua would be raised from the grave, again, hundreds of years in the future. So there's another date. Another thing we have, they entered the promised land that I've always mentioned to you in Joshua chapter 4, verse 19. They came to a place called Gilgal. It was at Passover. And that's where it's a pattern of our sins being rolled away. And then the fourth one we have is a deliverance from Haman in the book of Esther that we've talked about a lot.
Wow, that's such a picture.
That's right. And so the glory came in the month of Nisan when the temple was established. Donna read that last week in Exodus chapter 40. And so we see the deliverance. So what are these four all about? Listen to this. All four of these examples have only one central truth, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Deliverance.
Deliverance.
We've been delivered from the power of sin and death when Yeshua came out of the grave. So the resurrection of Messiah on Nisan 17 also brought deliverance to all mankind that will accept that. This deliverance came in two aspects. The first aspect was our deliverance from sin. And the second aspect, I'll get it in a minute, was our deliverance, what? From the power of Satan. Therefore, the Messiah is the fulfillment of all these foreshadows in his word. So you can see Joshua 3:16, chapter 4, verse 9. And as I mentioned, Gilgal means what? rolled away. So we got a lot of things that have been handed down for years. It's not necessarily the truth because the scriptures disprove all that. Amen.
They all have a theme.
That's right.
And like you said, there's not just one witness. There's four witnesses right there. You mentioned.
That's right.
And and the blood. You know, mm-hmm. they had to come out of Egypt. There had to be blood applied.
That's right.
Wow. And during that time when they crossed over, you know, they had the victory because they trusted in the Lord, even when things looked impossible. Going through that sea looks kind of impossible.
That's right.
I don't know if I'd want to be standing on the edge of that bank looking at that water knowing I'm going to step in there and sea's going to split.
But God did it, didn't he?
And, it wasn't just a little puddle or wasn't just a little 3 feet. It was a wall. The Bible says it's a wall. It was mm-hmm. a wall that they
Got
walked
it.
Through, Pastor Gene.
That's right.
And they had to be obedient and they had to apply the blood mm-hmm. to their homes. If a Jewish person didn't follow the directions that God gave to Moses to give to the people, Moses and Aaron, if they said, well, I'm in this neighborhood, I don't have to go out and just apply the blood. I'm in the neighborhood, so I'm protected because, you know, the neighborhood watches around here. And yeah. so, you know, you think about that, right?
That's right.
And so, you know, I'm covered because of all my friends around
here. My relatives.
Yeah, right. But you know what? If they were disobedient in that one house that was in that vicinity in Goshen where they lived.
That's right.
That firstborn would have died.
That's it.
But they had to be totally obedient.
To all 10 of those things that God brought, amen?
To everything,
that's right.
And so once they did that, and they all, and it seems to me that it doesn't say that any of them were disobedient.
Nope.
Well, we know when they got in the wilderness, they were disobedient, and a lot of them died because of what they were doing. The ones
that's
that
right.
came through the Red Sea, they decided to go back into their sins. They wanted to go back in their own ways. You know, they missed their leeks and their onions.
That's right.
And so, you know, what God took care of them.
That's right.
God just took care of them. You know, we got to trust in the Lord. He's
going to
take care of them. That's still for today. We don't go and do things. We got to trust in the Lord. He takes care of the enemy.
That's
he will
right.
take care of the enemy. And we can't look to that or to say our brother and sister is our enemy. You know, it's the enemy that works through people.
But
here we have, and then we have Yeshua here, picture of the same Passover, the same time, the same month.
That's right.
The same day.
That's right.
Probably the same even hour.
That's right.
You know, all these things happen the same.
Sure.
God doesn't change.
That's right.
And so he's showing us, you know, they were delivered in Egypt in a certain way, but now it's time for me, the Lord's saying, to bring deliverance to all people. Not
that's
just
right.
the Jewish people,
amen.
But to
all
people.
Because
like I said in the beginning of the program, that not just Jewish people came out of Egypt. All who wanted to follow, because they saw those miracles. And some of them believed.
That's right.
That Moses worshipped the true God.
That's right.
Not all these gods that they had. They had
that's
a lot
right.
all these little
yeah.
g gods, you
yeah.
know, which had no power. Even if you read about, you know, what happened in the very beginning with the serpents, you know, Moses' rod ate up all those other snakes. And so that's another picture that God said, you know, when he overcame what? Death, hell.
And the grave.
The grave.
That's right, a lot of things.
The power of Satan. You know, Satan's still operating in the world, but he overcame the power of Satan in our life, in
that's
our
right.
life. And we always say, you know, the enemy is under our feet. Well, we have to choose to keep the enemy under our feet. When we decide to sin and do the wrong thing, or we cause problems, you know, we're going to reap what we sow.
That's right.
So when we do those things, we don't have the enemy under our feet anymore, and we are giving him, we're giving the enemy power to bring destruction in our lives.
That's right.
But Jesus already, he paid the price. So he's given us, it says also, doesn't it say that Jesus gave us all power and authority.
Over the enemy.
Over the works of the enemy.
Which
all
is,
the works of the
we
enemy.
We can walk on serpents
and
scorpions.
We can walk on serpents
they're under our feet.
Scorpions.
That's right.
And so and those are some things that were perhaps in Egypt, you know, they overcame those things.
That's right.
So, you know, even when the blood was in all the vessels, the blood wasn't in the vessels in Goshen.
Nope.
They had water, pure water.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we can see how God just is taking us right through this Bible, and he's showing us Messiah from the very beginning.
Amen. You know, Donna mentioned a while ago that, you know, all the appointed times have a theme, don't they?
Yes.
Listen to this. This is in my book also, if you want to get the book. Passover is what? It's redemption. It's for redemption. All mankind. It's what it's all about.
All mankind.
And then unleavened bread is what? A purification. We have to set ourselves apart. That's Nisan 15 through the 21st. And then what's first fruits all about? That's when the power came, acceptance and deliverance. We end all that. Amen?
And this is all the beginning of the counting of the Omer, which we'll probably talk about maybe next week because we don't have time now. But the power of that, because you talked about sanctification. See, they don't just take the bread out of, they clean their houses, like house cleaning. That's where this all came from, housekeeping, getting your house clean, getting all the leaven out. Well, the leaven's a picture of sin, and breadcrumbs are a picture of that. So they take a little broom and they sweep all the little bread comes up. And we'll do that this afternoon, you know, just an enactment of it. And they clean their houses. Well, they just don't eat. They eat matzah. They eat unleavened bread, which is a picture of no sin. Mm-hmm. Jesus is unleavened or unleavened. He had no sin. So unleavened bread, it's not just for one day. It's not just for one day. It begins there at Passover, but it continues for how many days, Pastor Gene? And they don't eat any bread.
That's right.
For those days of unleavened bread. So
you mean they don't eat any bread with leaven?
They don't eat any bread with leaven.
They only eat unleavened bread for those 7 days. That's
which
right.
would be like matzah or
That's
like
right.
pita bread.
Yeah.
So something without any leaven.
Any leaven whatsoever.
The leaven is a picture of sin.
Purification. Yeah.
And so what does this time begin? It begins a greater purification. You say, well, I'm already clean because of the blood of Jesus. But God wants us to be holy.
Amen.
We're not all. We are seeking holiness.
That's
There's
right.
still stuff in our life that needs to be removed. There's still things in our heart that bother us from time to time.
That's right.
And we need to get them out. We need to the sanctification. So God is always working that sanctification and that cleansing in us. You know, it's like our blood. We have organs in our blood that cleanse our blood. Well, we need to always be seeking the truth and seeking holiness and wanting to be pure and holy and clean before the Lord. Why don't we all take a shower every day? We want to be clean, right?
Yeah.
Well, God wants our spirit man to be clean. You know, we have, when somebody says, well, I got the Holy Ghost, I got the Holy Spirit. Well, you have the Holy Spirit, but you still have a human spirit.
Yeah.
That God works through, he uses his spirit, the Holy Ghost, in with our spirit, and that's what causes us to line up and to line up with the Word of God.
Amen.
So this is a period that doesn't just end, it's a sanctification. Because Jesus continued spending time with his disciples, teaching them what? The things, that's during those 40 days, he taught them the things of the kingdom of God. And of course, this all will bring us up to the climax of when we have the 50 days, the 49 Sabbath, and it comes up to the 50th day, and that'll be the next feast of the Lord.
That's right. So this first fruits is important, isn't it?
First fruits.
When he died, he gave us deliverance, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then we come out to the Feast of Weeks, you just talked about. What's that? That's going to be our empowerment.
Empowerment. That's when the Holy Ghost came.
Yeah, and that's when the first shofar was blown in Ezekiel 6 over in the Old Testament, okay? And then trumpets is repentance at the end. What's that? And that's talking about resurrection, the last shofar. And then we have the Day of Atonement primarily for Israel, the great shofar will be blown. And then we have the Feast of Tabernacles where we rejoice for 8 days because we're in the kingdom, right?
And the shofar is going to be blown when we're caught away.
That's
into
right.
the kingdom.
That's right.
And, you know, shofars, we could talk about shofars probably for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Shofars were very important. There's sound, and I tell the people at church, we have shofars at church, and we blow them in our services, our meetings. But the Lord showed me, you know, I'm a shofar, you're a shofar. We have a voice box, amen? We don't have two or three. We just have one voice box, and it should only be speaking what God says.
That's right.
But not defiled.
But this Passover season, up to Pentecost, this is all revealing in the history what these appointed times in Leviticus 23
right.
about all of God's prophetic aspects revealed during this time. It's called the early rain or the former rain, okay?
Former rain.
All right. I'm going to read something out of this commentary, this book I wrote, and this might stir you up.
And this is the time, Passover right now, where this is the time the
That's
barley
right.
harvest.
Mm-hmm.
This is the time the barley harvest. And there's certain things they do during the barley
That's
harvest.
Right.
You know, it's easy to clean the barley.
Yeah,
because it just they just take a rake and throw it up in the air.
That's
and
how they winnow it. That way.
Then the outer part just falls away. It blows
right.
away. you know. But it's different with the wheat.
You gotta crush the wheat.
You have to crush it, and you have to crush the grapes. So it's different. There's different ones there where you got the barley, and you've got the wheat, and you've got the grapes. But this is the one where, you know, it just flies away. And then when you ask Jesus into your heart, you know, we have this little soul-saving thing we give to people to share with the Lord. And, you know, when you ask Jesus into your heart, all of a sudden things just disappear that you didn't even realize that you were doing. Maybe like our Pastor Eugene used to say things, you know, maybe you'd say a bad word or something. But those things just fly away. But still there's things in there, that sanctification. There's still things that God is cleaning.
That's right.
But some things just go. And you say, oh, wow, I feel so changed. I feel so light. You know, the baggage has gone off. Why? Because the Lord has taken it and he's given us new life.
Yeah. I think about the Bible we have in front of us. You know, this was done over a period of about 1,400 years by 40 different authors that wrote this. And it all fits together like a glove or a puzzle, and only God could have done it, okay? Mm-hmm. That's why it's such an incredible. But I want to read a couple things here out of this book I wrote, and it might just stir you up to, you might want this. I wrote this: the Apostle Paul revealed to us the purpose of all the appointed times, the holy days, the new moons, and the Sabbath days, meaning not just the weekly Sabbaths, but also all the high Sabbaths. He declared that these times and events were for one purpose only. They were a shadow or a resemblance. We read that in Colossians chapter 2, of things to come prophetically in the future. And he then revealed to us that the body or the substance of all that, of these things, are all about Yeshua, our Messiah. In other words, to instruct and teach us about Yeshua. And Yeshua is the Torah. What does the Torah mean? It means the teaching and instruction of God. It's not a bad thing. We hear people talking about the law that it's bad. No, it's a good thing. He revealed all this to us as we read in Colossians chapter 2. Now, as we now enter the true prophetic significance of all that Yeshua had to fulfill, he had to fulfill all of this to be the Messiah. We must always use a literal interpretation of all Scripture, not an allegorical approach. About 8 years ago, this prophetic word passed over my desk from a well-known prophetic ministry. I will quote this exactly as it was said. Now listen to this. About the time of the end, a body of men will be raised up who will turn their attention to the prophecies and insist upon their literal interpretation in the midst of much clamor and opposition. The man who spoke this was the one that also said this. Okay. Sir Isaac Newton, who lived between 1642 and 1729, he was a scientist, a physicist, and a mathematician, and he knew God. He was a man way ahead of his time. So he said this: about the time of the end, a body of men will be raised up who will turn their attention to the prophecies and insist upon their literal interpretation in the midst of much clamor and opposition. Well, I haven't had too much opposition, but we had a few times. But anyway, we're raising the standard, and that's what this program is all about. So I hope you got something out of that today, because when we know the truth, it'll make us free. Amen.
The King James Bible says that truth will make you free.
Make you free.
And so, you know, if you have a mindset to learn, and you like you have and we have, and you want to know the truth, because there's a lot of false things that are in the church today now, in the church here in the United States of America and other places. There's a lot of pagan things that have come into the church.
That's right.
And it's not for to know the truth. It's to please people.
You got it.
And so if you want to be pleased by perhaps some of the holidays you do or you used to do, you know, we used to do all those things, these holidays.
Until we realize the seriousness of it.
We used to do all the things that, you know, for our kids. People say, it's for my kids. Well, if you don't teach your kids the truth when they're little, you know, you're going to have a hard time telling them something different when it's later on. It's, for instance, like kids think that Santa Claus brings them gifts. Well, where did that come from?
That's
and,
right.
You know, when they get 16, they want Santa Claus to bring them a car. Yeah. Well, you know what? We want to make our kids happy when they're little, right? But as they get older, if we continue to teach them a lie or pretend, or people say, oh, it's just, you know, for fun, it's just for the children, we're teaching them that there's falsehood and that we have been lying to them for all these years. So when we were guilty of doing that, and so it's difficult when your children get grown and they have children and to change their mind and go away from what they have learned, their customs and their holidays, you know, because, you know, it doesn't feel good to have to change. You don't like to change. You don't like it when I rearrange the furniture. You have a hard time with that.
I had a hard time changing, coming back from being in the New King James versions for years.
That's right.
And to get back into the one that I originally got saved under and all the King James, and my heart was opened up and I began to see things I never saw before.
So people have a hard time changing, but but you came back with a little struggle. You came back to the King James version, and people say, you know, well, why did you, I don't see the big difference. Well, you know, there are more and more Bibles being written every single day.
Every year,
to please people. Please people. Not and to make them feel good. See, but we need to know the truth.
That's right.
We need to know the truth, and we need to teach our children the truth. You know, the Bible also says to tell your children about these things, Passover. Tell them, because that's even a question there. Why do they do these things?
That's right.
Why do we eat matzah instead of bread?
No,
why
do we do tomorrow these on our things? Seder, won't it? Yeah.
So, that's right. Well, today in our Seder.
To our children, or today, I should say. I keep thinking about it.
Right. So why do we do these things? Because God says to remember. Like he said, to remember the Sabbath day. Well,
that's
the Sabbath day is not Sunday. Sunday is the day Jesus rose out of the grave. We have services on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So, you know, you have to... You have to just follow your convictions in your heart. But, you know, if your heart is hard like and stiff, you're stiff-necked like the Jewish people were, then you won't change.
That's right.
You'll stay in you're staying in your traditions. You'll stay in your old ways.
And they suffered greatly because of it, didn't they?
And we do suffer because we don't.
That's right.
You know, we suffer because if we don't honor the Sabbath. You know, the Sabbath was created, was put in place in the garden.
Not for Moses.
He reminded Moses, he says, now write this down, Moses. Remember the Sabbath day.
Sure.
So it wasn't a new commandment. It wasn't new. It wasn't new.
It's revealed from Genesis chapter 1.
The only thing that Yeshua did is Yeshua changed the priesthood. They didn't have to sacrifice lambs every year and all these different times in the temple and all these things.
Right.
Because he was the final lamb. He's the final lamb. The Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world.
And the Bible tells us to come out from among all that.
Come out from among that pagan stuff.
Yeah, get out of it.
That's what they did in Egypt, pagan things.
That's right.
They worshipped the egg. They worshipped animals. They worshipped all these things, you know. Well, we need to come. Animals and bunnies are sweet and fine, but we don't, they're not.
You don't relate it with Passover season or the resurrection.
No. Not your chocolate bunny. It's not related with Passover.
Right.
You know, that's all marketing things and to make money.
That's right. And
it's
bunnies,
mammon.
All that stuff. That's right.
Well, I hope I didn't offend too many people out there, but you know,
think about it.
Just ask the Lord. Lord will speak. The Lord will speak the truth to you.
But think about how they came up with the bunnies. Well, you know, the word Easter, was a pagan
Babylonian
fertility god.
Fertility
and there was a holiday with the Romans that time. That's why it's mentioned in the Bible, to make sure people understand you don't want to mix the two together, okay? Well, so, you know, they wanted to get an animal that multiplies fast. Well, rabbits do. And so it was a Babylonian fertility god. And so this is how the thing about the rabbits came up.
And even eggs.
And how did we come up with the eggs, a chicken's egg? I don't understand all that.
Well, you know, Pastor Gene, originally you won't find an egg talked about during the Passover in the Old Testament. You won't find it. But even the Jewish people have added an egg
on their plate
to the plate
at the Seder.
We don't do that because we don't feel that that's the right thing to do. They even added an egg because of life. Well, you know, our life is in Christ.
That's right.
It's not an
hidden
egg.
In him. Hallelujah.
Hidden in him. Amen.
Glory.
Glory to God. God is good. And people say, well, they use the egg to show the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You know, that's rubbish. We don't need to do that. Why don't we just take the Word of God and use the Word of God and to explain the Holy Spirit?
What we ought to look at here is the Jews in Israel and around the world, especially in Israel, will be honoring the Sabbath, or not the Sabbath, I'm talking about the Passover, but they honor the Sabbath too. Think about it. This is a holy time.
Holy convocation.
And so it's not a time for games and fun and all that. It's a serious time with them to remember what happened. And so we take it kind of lightly in America, especially in the church, and we think it's a time to play and have games and all that. That's not what it's all about. We need to reflect on what it was all about. The pattern that they had way back was to show us the passion, the sorrow, and all the pain that Yeshua went through for you and I, that we could have salvation and be delivered from the power of sin and death. It's a serious time.
It's a holy time.
Be considered that and nothing else.
Even when we hide the avikoman, it's part of the matzah. We break the center part off, which is a picture of Jesus dying, going in the grave. You know, that's even turned into a game, but it's the hiding of that was Jesus was hid away.
That's right.
And he came out. He even folded that napkin back up, Gene, Pastor Gene and left it there in the tomb to say that he was coming back again. Because Jewish people, when they fold a napkin, it doesn't mean they're not finished.
When they're eating a meal.
That's they're right. coming back. They're coming and he's back. Coming back, and he's going to have to prepare a feast for us, that's for those right. who believe and those who have trusted in him. And all those in all the way back, it's going to be a huge, huge feast. And it's going to be the Lord's feast.
I'd just like to share one thing with us. We went up to the Holy Land one time, quite a few years ago. And we watched the passion play that they put on, mm-hmm. and it's so vivid. And I remember there's a little knoll next to where we were at, and I was standing up on that knoll and just watching all that. And I tell you, the seriousness of it, I couldn't hold it back. I stood on that hill with my hands up on that little knoll, and I just the tears just run down my face to know what he did for me. So it's a serious time. It's not a fun and games thing. It's a serious thing.
Serious.
And we take it kind of lightly in the church today. We really do. And they're like, well, maybe it's a Jewish thing. Yeah, well, it's not. It's for all of us. And so I think about the seriousness of this. And so this weekend, take a little time and be serious with the Lord. Thank him for what he
Thank
did
him.
For you.
Thank you, Lord.
And just comprehend, if you possibly can, with your mind. It's hard to wrap your mind around it. What he went through for all of us. Everything he went through. And so...
Thank you,
just
Father.
Praise the Lord for that. But thank you that we came to Gilgal. Our sins have been rolled away of what happened on that particular day.
We crossed over.
And it tells us over there, I think it's in the book of Joshua, that the sins were rolled away all the way back to Adam. Hallelujah.
And
Lord,
we crossed
when Jesus
over
came.
Into the promised land. Well, you say, well, I don't feel like I'm in a promised land, but we are not of this United States of America where we happen to live here, you know, and we are... citizens, but our citizenship is when we ask Jesus, our citizenship is in heaven.
We're in a new place.
Is in heaven. We're in a new place.
Hallelujah.
And you know, the Bible says to be absent. We are seated with him.
To be absent
in heavenly
from the body,
places.
To be present
and
with
those
him.
Who are absent from the body are with him. But he is going to resurrect our bodies as well, and we will be with him forever.
That's right.
And so we need to have kingdom mentality and not so much earthly mentality. Sure, we have to do things. Here on the earth, we have to live, and there's things that we do, but our destination, we're only here for a certain amount of time.
That's right.
Our destination is
heaven bound,
and our job here is to go and preach the gospel, and I have a wonderful little soul saving script here, Pastor Gene. If anybody'd like to have this, they can just call me. I'll send them this for free, for nothing. I'll just send it to them.
Okay.
I'll even pay the postage, as long as I don't have 100 people call. But but it's wonderful, and you need to get out there and share the gospel. Amen?
People, that's right.
Well, praise God. This
anyway,
has
it's
been
a wonderful
good.
Time of the year, and so... We're going to be doing our Seder this afternoon, and mm-hmm. I just know that a lot of people are going to be blessed. It's not about Don and I or about our church. It's an event for the church.
The church.
And so there'll be a lot of people come from different churches and all that. But the key thing, we need to join together and understand.
We're one in Messiah.
Yeah, and this is our life. This is our life. Without him, mm-hmm. we would still be dead in our sins. We would have nothing to mm-hmm. talk about. But thank God he came, and he was willing to die for all of us. And so,
Jew and Gentile, one in Messiah.
That's right. That's
Amen.
What God wants us
Praise
to know.
Praise the Lord.
So we are running out of time here. We're getting down to the last minute and a half or so. And so.
Well, this is Pastor Gene and Donna Hilton, and we're just blessed to be on this radio
yes,
broadcast every Saturday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. You can go and listen to this broadcast again right now if you want to. Just go to your computer and go to WCNO.com. And go to Saturday, and you can look for Pastor Gene Hilton at 12 noon, and you can listen to this broadcast and others that we have done in the past. We do have services here in Stuart, Florida. We have Friday night meeting with God. We have Sunday at 10 o'clock.
Another meeting with God.
And then we also meet on Saturdays for different types of teachings and fellowship and closing the Shabbat out with the Sabbath prayer and praying Saturday night at 6 o'clock. So, if you'd like to come and join us sometime, or give us a call, just encourage us. Our phone number here is area code 772-285-7007. I'll repeat that, area code 772-285-7007.
So as we close this program every week, I'm just honored to be here with all of
Amen.
You, so is Donna. We just tell you to look up because
look up.
Your redemption does draw nigh, so be blessed this weekend as you honor the Lord's death, burial, and resurrection.
Shabbat
shalom. So
as
we close this program, that's why we say what, honey?
Shabbat shalom.
We'll
Sabbath
say it again.
Peace.
Shabbat shalom.
Sabbath peace and rest.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
I trust that this time with you today has been informative and uplifting. I look forward to speaking to you again next week at this same time. May the God of peace rule and reign in your hearts and lives. And remember that Jesus is Lord and that he is the Spirit of prophecy.